Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, I'm going to play two pieces of audio for you that you might find distressing. The first is from a video that's circulating online. It's a driver recording himself as he approaches a man walking alone on a street. Take a listen.
Well, you speak English? Yeah, are you an immigrant, are you? Are you Ukrainian? You fresh off the boat, are you? You fresh off the boat, yeah? Are you? Tell you, stick you over the bonnet. Get out of here. Get out of here and don't come back here ever again, yeah? Get out of here. We'll stick you over
and
the bonnet handy.
After that exchange in the video, the man is seen accelerating and the guy that's walking along jumps over a gate into a garden. So that's one. And then there's another video circulating online as well from a protest that took place outside Finglas Garda station in Dublin last night.
This is for our country and our culture. No one else. And
take
whoever you like to fucking deal with these is pour them out of the fucking place.
Yeah.
There's no point standing here outside the Garda station. You have to go to where the
Yeah, so you need to go to where these people are staying and burn them out. That is what we hear to the cheers there at the end of the anti-immigration protest. And I want to know if you were at the protest in Finglas last night. How do you feel? Because we've talked about similar protests that have taken place around various different parts of the country. But I want to chat to people today about this, because this is different. And you could ask the question, what's next in all of this? Frank is with us on the line. Frank, you were at the protest, I believe. Is that right, in Finglas last night?
No, I wasn't. You're a researcher, Amy.
And, sorry, you're in Finglas. Actually, apologies. Yeah. You're in Finglas. Yeah. You're in Finglas, yeah.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I wouldn't condone that behaviour at all. And I'd urge anyone to stay away from that sort of stuff as well. It's counterproductive, you know. There's no doubt about it. People have genuine concerns about how the country's been ran. And this sort of thing is basically, it makes things worse for any change. Like, the government will stick to their plan, if they have a plan, and the immigrants, they're coming in. That's it, they're coming in anyway, you know? So, I mean, like, saying like that sort of stuff is not going to help, you know? I'd anyone to distance themselves from that sort of stuff.
Mm. What are the genuine concerns, Frank, that you mentioned?
Well, I'd say it doesn't seem to be a plan that you can, like, get off a plane from Europe and claim make an application to become an asylum seeker. That's a new development in the last year or two.
Isn't that new?
It could be. I think, like, we don't know. I mean, the numbers during COVID would change dramatically, but from, say, 2018 to last year, the big difference, you know. The world is changing, but, like, the government need to speed up the process, so it doesn't suit anyone to be waiting 8 or 9 years in direct provision for some sort of closure, and that leads to people pointing the finger and exploiting the situation for their own good, you know.
Okay, like, we've had, you know, people seeking asylum from many countries in Ireland for a long period of time now, and certainly, obviously, with the situation that's happened in Ukraine since this time last year, we have more refugees obviously coming to this country given what happened. So, like, we've people protesting, and we've talked to people around the country. I mean, I was down at East Wall myself. We've talked to people about why they're protesting. Some people said they've genuine concerns. Other people feel that these aren't they don't have legitimate concerns at all to be protesting. But either way, it's hard to argue when you listen to the clips there that the protests in some cases they have escalated. And that they're, you know, like, I'm just trying to think of people who were in Finglas or from Finglas, or whether they were at the protest or they weren't at the protest last night. Like, if you're from Finglas and you're listening to that today, how do you feel, Frank?
personally, I'd definitely be against that sort of stuff. That's just crazy stuff, you know. I mean, that's probably something the guards are looking at, you know. You can't be there making those sort of claims, and you know, no one can stand behind that sort of stuff at all.
Are you concerned, though? I mean, when you hear people are protesting, whether they're from the area or not, it's irrelevant. But when you hear that sort of language and rhetoric last night, you know, and you can hear it in the clip there, burn them out, burn them. You know, it's incredible.
I hope that's the height of it. Like, that's the height of the amount of people getting involved in protests, and people gotta realise, you know, you gotta step away from that sort of stuff. You know, you gotta engage with your local politicians and tell them how you feel. You know, because otherwise it'd be anarchy. We don't want that. No one wants that.
If you were at the protest in Fingal last night, I want to hear from people. I mean, like, how did you feel when you were there, when this happened, when the speeches started, whatever? Let me know today. 53106 is the number. Toby is with us as well, Frank. Toby, you're in Limerick. Like, we have seen an escalation in these types of protests. How do you feel when you hear this?
Thank you for having me, but I just have to kind of take a moment to kind of gather my thoughts, because it actually hits very close to home. So and I don't want to talk from a place of emotion, and I have to be rational in any time I speak about such topic or issues that's happening in society, because no human being would want to leave their family, the way of life, the culture, and go to somewhere, if not for the benefit or for a better life for themselves and for their offspring. So and then to now be faced with that upon the challenges of getting here in the first place is something that, to be honest with you, living in Ireland, going to 30 years, from primary school, secondary school, university, working, having a child, having brothers that were born here in Ireland, I've never felt that I was Irish, of course, but I know what I have impacted, and what people like me have impacted into the society. And what do I tell my daughter? That is of color. What do I tell my brother that was born here, and them walking out on the street, or trying to get ahead in life, and still to be looked as an immigrant, even though they have lived their whole life here, in Ireland, and to be labeled as immigrant. I mean, that's the other flip side of it.
Are you worried now, about where Ireland is heading, or, you know, Toby?
Hugely. And for me, I've kind of stepped away from speaking about conversations like this, because it seems to be always one-sided. And people that do speak about emotions like this, of course they get emotional. Of course it's coming from an emotional place. I'm not saying. People are not allowed to freedom of speech or to be silenced, of course. But when it's at the detriment of another human being, then that's where something has to be done. Because now I cannot actually tell you how many scraps or fights. I'm actually tired of fighting. I'm tired of speaking about it. I'm exhausted. I actually face that every day. It's now a normality for me to wake up, to prep myself that, okay, I'm going to face this today. I just have to make sure I don't get emotionally I'm invested in it. To be able to go about my day. But anyways, the issues that has been brought about by this anti-immigrant protest, or whatever you want to call it, the left, right, whatever, those issues have already been here long before those issues have already presented itself.
So was it just that we're seeing and hearing more about it now, Toby? If it's already, we're hearing more about it. Right.
Exactly.
Will you stay with me, Toby, if you don't mind, for a few minutes? I just want to bring in Ian as well. Ian Begley is a reporter with the Irish Daily Mail. Because, Ian, you were at the protest in Finglas last night. Just describe the feeling there for me, will you, Ian?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea. Well, some of the comments made last night, they were very worrying. And but I do think there was a collective sigh of relief from Gardaí, who anticipated very ugly scenes at Finglas Garda Station following the arrest of a far-right activist earlier in the day. I arrived there around 6 o'clock and witnessed dozens of Gardaí assembling behind the gates of the station's entrance, along with several horses, which are commonly used to manage large crowds. Members of the public order unit, or riot squad, as they're commonly referred to, were also on standby, but they didn't show a visible presence. They instead sat in vans located on both sides of the road. Now, one of the main speakers, he did urge a crowd not to display any violence. However, there were several interjections from people saying things like, let's be violent and let's riot, but they were advised against this. But I also heard one woman saying, through the loudspeaker, if Gardaí don't protect us, then we'll take the law into our own hands. And you can only anticipate, or you can only assume what she meant by this. And I do think it is a very worrying trend that we're starting to see. Mm.
Was there an uncomfortable feeling there, Ian?
Oh, absolutely. Like there were a number of people, like masks. People whizzing through the crowd on bikes, and like I chose not to engage with anyone last night based on personal experience covering these types of demonstrations. Like last month I was in Eastwall and I received a very hostile reaction as I attempted to interview people there. People trying to engage me in their debate and people accusing me of being corrupt as my job as a reporter, and it's certainly not something that I just didn't want to single myself out or give some of these people a reason to target me.
The sense of, you know, your feeling, I suppose, Ian, when you were there last night and the people who were there, you know, at the protest, and I've said this before, like people went along to the protest for whatever their reasons, and it's people, you know, they're entitled to peaceful protest, but whether you agree with it or not. But were locals there uncomfortable with this last night?
Well, some locals did come out, and from what I saw, like many of them were merely spectating the scenes that were occurring as opposed to actually joining in the protest. But yeah, there certainly was locals there, but certainly their sentiments, their anti-immigrant sentiments and claims that the government and Gardaí are corrupt, definitely not reflective of the Finglas community as a whole.
But you see, absolutely, and that's the point, you know, as well, Frank. I know you're still with us and you're in Finglas. Like a lot of the texts that I've got in, you know, from people today to the programme since we started chatting here 20 minutes ago are people who say, like, they're living in Finglas all their life and, you know, they're very upset about this.
Yeah, they aren't. I mean, like, in some ways, it's something to whinge about as well, you know, like it's linked in with the cost of living, the lack of housing, the social housing as well. So it's all part of a mix, I think. It's not just singly a racism issue, you know.
Okay. Toby, you're still with us too, and I know you were talking about, you know, the kind of comments and commentary that you deal with on a regular basis. You think things have escalated, though, and they have got worse now in the last couple of months?
I mean, like what the gentleman just said there now, that it's a mix of issues. It's a mix of social issues. And given the chance to vent, many people will do that, especially if they've felt that they have not been listened to. So this is just an opportunity to go out and then to vent that frustration. Unfortunately, the catalyst for this is
the immigration and immigrant issues or influx of immigrants coming in here. I mean, so that have just kind of made it a lot more worse. Mm-hmm. And that's why you could see such behaviors. But now, what will happen to kids going to school? I mean, it's deeper and it's not localized only to fingers.
No, and that's the point. I mean, the people talking about that and texting in from other parts of the country where protests have taken place there as well. I want to read this text to you today because it's a fascinating message from somebody who's got in touch. They say, I'm a serving guard and the issue of immigration is becoming extremely divisive. But I have to ask, why was there and where is there all of the abuse towards us coming from? I presume they mean the guards. Do I set the immigration policy? No, I don't. As a guard with 15 years experience, I can say I'm pretty worried about these protests. They have terrible, terrible potential. The narrative that is there is getting worse and frightening. The threats to guards too with these protests is reminiscent of the January 6th in Washington with them shouting at us, you're next. I will do my job and proudly, but it's going to be a very long year. I've never been as worried for my own safety as I am now. I'll hug my wife and child a little bit longer every time I go to work.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Yeah, we're talking about the escalation at the Finglas protest, the anti-immigration protest in Dublin last night. The guards deployed the public order unit. They were on standby as well on a heightened risk, if you want to call it that, of escalation or of violence happening. And we played some footage there from the protest too a little earlier. Lots of you getting in touch with us about this. 53106 is the number. Denise is with me on the line though in Dublin. Denise, why did you get in contact?
I got in contact because I'm in a mixed race relationship. Like, I'm married to a man from West Africa and we have mixed race kids, and I just, like, I would have told him we got married 10 years ago that Ireland was, you know, not racist and very welcoming and friendly country. And all of this has just made me just fear that there's these ignorant, bigoted people out there who, you know, have this idea that immigrants are coming over here and that they don't belong here, and just totally forgetting that people go somewhere to have a better life. Like, they're the very people whose kids will go to Canada and Australia to get the hell away from them, and nobody will think twice about that because they're white, you know, and that they're coming here to have a better life and that they're standing outside and protesting against them. So I have to tell my children as mixed race kids, just be careful, there are bigoted, ignorant Irish people out there, and it just makes me sad, to be honest with you.
Is this a sort of a new thing, Denise? I mean, like, have you always talked to the kids this way, or is it in light of, I suppose, what's happened in recent weeks?
No, I think I was very naive when I was entering into this relationship. I thought Ireland was I thought we understood that we had a legacy of immigration, that we were the first people to leg it when things went wrong here, and that we would have liked to have been welcomed in America and Canada and Australia. And we still go there in our masses, and Dubai and all those other countries, teachers go, nurses go. I thought we'd eventually be saying, oh, like, we understand immigration and, you know, Ireland of all places. And I thought that we were going to enter into a future where we were all embracing diversity and getting on board. And I just feel like we're going backwards now. And these protests are just causing people to rise up on the right that maybe were quieter before. And I know my husband is getting some more abuse now than he would have before, because they probably assume that he's an immigrant or
is
probably associate his black skin. Yeah, like, you get more. He was grand for the first few years he came here. And then recently, I suppose ever since the Ukrainian thing happened and all that, and now it's just escalated, and he'd get more comments about, you know, go back home, and are you from the jungle, and all this madness. Now, they're not representative of most Irish people. Obviously, they're ignorant and haven't been exposed to the world or whatever, but still, it's not nice for that to be going on in 2023 in a country, a European country, capital city. You know?
I know. And what about, like, when you talk about your children and, you know, your concerns for them, what age are they, Denise, or roughly?
They're only 11 and 8.
But they're old enough to, they're here and they understand, I suppose, what they hear and see.
We have explained that the protest thing would be very much a small proportion of people who probably have a problem with everybody who's different. They probably have a problem with all kinds of people and anybody who doesn't fit into their box. So we try to explain it that way, and that, you know, the rest of the world would be, it'll be a lot more welcoming and all that. And, you know, that there are people in the world and all that. But, like, it's just sad having to explain. And even people I know that I grew up with and everything, I see them on Facebook going, will the immigrants go home and everything? And you're just like, where are you going with that? Like, they're here for a reason. They don't want to leave their country and their people and their food and come here and eat mashed potatoes and gravy and be in the rain all the time. They don't want to. They're obviously doing it for a reason. So, like, get on board, people, you know? And it's just so sad.
Have your children, like, have they had any experience of this?
Just kind of silly things. Like, they would have things like, you know, people come up to them and go, oh, where are you from? And they'd be, you know, my daughter would be like, I'm just Dublin. No, where are you really from? And, you know, the usual kind of stuff. And were you adopted? They get that a bit. And I suppose the mixed race thing is probably not that common yet. And I see it a bit more. But yeah, they get questions like that. And if there's another mixed race person around, people might say, oh, are you related to that person? I think that's funny, nearly. But nothing nasty, thank God.
Yeah.
But, you know, still not. I just, with all this going on, it just makes me worry then that might end up, you know, translating into the kids of these protesters meeting my kids and saying, you go home and all of this. I'm sure my kids would be like, what are you talking about? Go home. I've never even been to Africa. So, you know, I'd just be worried that that's where it's going to go. So I'm just kind of hoping it'll be contained to these few ignorant people and left at that. That's the only hope I have, really.
Bernie is with us as well, Denise. Are you concerned, Bernie, when you hear the comments? And I suppose that we're talking about this again today, but it's off the back of what happened last night and the audio and the footage that you can anyone can see it. It's online. Are you concerned about it, Bernie?
I'm very concerned. I've watched it escalate over the last few years, and it's getting worse. I'm also in a mixed race relationship. We don't have children, so I don't have that worry about my children, but I do worry about children in general. I'd also worry about the children that are being brought to these protests by their parents. Like, they're breeding all this hate into another generation, and that has to be stopped and stamped out.
Do you think it's got worse?
It has definitely got worse. Like, it seems to be they think it's a free for all. Like, we can say what we want, we can do what we want, we can threaten anybody. Like, to see a guy on social media saying, "Bring your get gun license, get yourself a gun license." Like, that's obviously inciting hate and inciting violence. Like, you get a gun license, you're obviously going to get a gun, and in the heat. Use the gun.
I know, and there's lots of comments and lots of stuff on social media around it. But it just, when you talk about your own situation, Bernie, like, is Denise talked about her husband or her partner, you know, and this was the kind of commentary that he receives and the comments and stuff, and how that has changed even in the last 10 years. Like, has your partner or family noticed that? Like, is that?
Well, during the lockdown, he was actually told to go back to where he came from on the bridge here in town, like, by a mature woman. And I knew by the way he came in, he didn't even have to tell me till something had happened. I knew by the slumped shoulders and the head down when he came in home. And, it was really, really hurtful. It was two people talking on the bridge, and he asked them to give him space because of the COVID. He hadn't got COVID and they hadn't got COVID either, but everybody was wearing masks. But he's still social distancing. And she muttered at him and told him to go back to where he came from and that he could walk somewhere else.
And that's really increased, Bernie, so in recent years.
Yeah, it has. It has definitely increased over the years. Like, it's just unreal. Little nasty comments. I was actually in the local shop one day and I was getting bananas and somebody walked by, "I'll get more for the monkey." And, like, I spun around and I couldn't figure out who had said it.
I know.
Because I definitely would have challenged them.
I know. What, like it's there's more messages coming in very similar now to the story you're after telling there, Bernie and Denise as well. That's similar kind of sentiment. Let me bring in Vincent as well. Vincent is on the line too. You spotted another protest last night, Vincent. Is that right? What did you see?
Yeah, I did. Hi, good afternoon. I live in Dublin City Centre and I was just out for a walk last night on Army Girl 5 and I was coming back at 6:15 and there was a group, the traffic has backed up and there was a group of people kind of marching up Amin Street and then they then turned up to Talbot Street and I wasn't too sure if it was a pro or anti immigration march, I assumed it was one of them. And then they walked up Talbot Street, also I went on Amin Street as well, some fireworks had been set off. And then they walked up Talbot Street and then they stopped outside a hotel, which is hosting asylum seekers and homelessness. And there was a bit of a protest there. There was a firework set off and there was a couple of items thrown at the hotel. Guardia arrived on the scene and then after about 5-10 minutes, they were moved on and they walked up towards Store Street. I don't know what happened to them then. I don't know if they went up to another place to protest, but there's a few hotels around where I live whereby there would be housing asylum seekers. So it was a bit shocking to see now, I have to say. Yeah.
Were you in the car, sorry, did you say, Vincent?
No, I was walking.
You were walking,
I just walked up from IFSC and they were coming up from Amin Street, walking up Top Street.
And what was the, did you feel uncomfortable or how did you feel? What was the tone of it?
I felt okay, but it was definitely aggressiveness there. And I was actually surprised because this was one of the first times I've seen this type of crowd gather and protest over this. I'd never seen them around kind of Talbot Street before. But there was definitely an air, an air of kind of aggressiveness towards them. I said they were setting off fireworks. There was cups and just small things being thrown at the hotel when they stopped outside the hotel.
Yeah, like, I don't know where. I mean, if you ask the question, what's next? Like, when you look at some of the footage and the text coming in, there's another texter here now who's got in contact to say, my daughter was coming home from work through Coolock last night. There was a protest against immigration. They kicked and spat at her car. They called her an awful word because she wouldn't beep her horn in the car. She was terrified. And she said there were kids who only looked about 5 years of age shouting, get them out. She says she felt sorry for the guards who checked in to see was she okay. She was shaken for a long time afterwards when she came home. She recorded them on her phone and the hate in their faces was awful, says this listener, talking about their daughter last night.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.